What are you guys doing defensively that's kind of turned things around for you of late? Have you guys changed up scheme?
Not really. I think we're just more committed and the communication got much more better.
For you, your comfort level from the start of this year to now, what's changed for you, if anything?
I just feel better, I think coach trusts me more right now than he did at the beginning of the season, and my teammates too.
Rudy, what's the most important part about blocking shots? Is it timing? Is it watching tape on who you're playing? Is it just being tall? What do you think?
Pretty much everything, just try to know what he's going to do, what your opponent's going to do, and anticipation too. He's a big guy. I'm gonna have to fight him, try to make him take some tough shots and push him off his spot.
Do you watch film of the other guys specifically to know where the shot might come from?
Yeah. Most of the time I pretty much know Roy gonna try to hook shots and running hook. I know when some guys gonna more shoot mid range or I try to know what they're gonna do.
Did you see Boozer and Hibbert get into it last night?
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
I don't know, man. I can't really express my fear, but we'll see tonight.
You have any shot blockers you look at that you like, either in the past or now, guys that you kind of try to model yourself after?
I mean, I was watching a lot of good defensive players, but I don't need to watch shot blockers. I just need to focus on myself and. I have to watch defensive players, but shot blockers, not really.
Do you have a favorite block of the year so far?
Or myself?
Yeah.
A summer count?
Summer, sure.
I would say it's December in Spain.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
When you get a block or two, can you feel the energy switch in your favor? And what's that like as a player, knowing you can alter the way the game is being played with a couple of defensive plays?
I think he just gives me confidence when I block shots, and I just feel better every time I block shots.